KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning over the weekend, take a look at some local sports news. Ryan Hawkins, an Atlantic High School graduate and a current superstar at Northwest Missouri State University, capped off a great run at the Elite Eight tournament as he finished up with 14 of his 31 points in a second half that was dominant in an 80-54 win over West Texas A&M as the Bearcats repeat as the Division II national champions. That title was also win number 300 for Bearcats coach Ben McCollum. Hawkins scored his 31 points on 10 of 16 shooting. He made 9 of 10 free throws and also grabbed 18 rebounds in a dominating performance. Wes Dreamer had 19 points and 11 boards as Hawkins was named the Elite Eight's most outstanding player. And the Bearcats win their third championship in the last few years. Well, Gonzaga remains in line for an historic season after advancing in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The first overall seed continued to march toward perfection with an 83-65 rout of Creighton yesterday, putting the Bulldogs in the Elite Eight. The Zags improved to 29-0. That was their 33rd win in a row since last season, and they extended their division record of double-digit wins to 26. Drew Timmy had 22 points and Andrew Nebhard with 17 points and 8 assists to help lead Gonzaga. The Bulldogs were up 10 with 7 minutes in and carried a 10-point lead into halftime and spent most of the second half pulling away. Marcus Zagorowski finished with 19 points to lead the Blue Jays. Joining Gonzaga in the regional finals is fellow number 1 seed Michigan. They had a surprisingly easy time knocking off number 5 Florida State. The Wolverines scored their first 30 points of the second half from close range and coasted to a 76-58 rout of the Seminoles. Hunter Dickinson scored 14 points and Franz Wagner had 13 points and 10 rebounds for Michigan. The Wolverines are 23-4 and they moved to the regional finals for the first time since 2018. The Seminoles committed 10 of their 14 turnovers by halftime and shot 5 for 20 from three-point range. FSU didn't hit the 20-point mark until the waning moments of the first half, and they went 24 minutes without nailing a three-pointer. UCLA still hasn't lost since being relegated to the first four round. Jaime Jaquez Jr. hit two big jumpers early in overtime and finished with 17 points as the 11th-seeded Bruins down number 2 seed Alabama 88-78. Jaquez and David Singleton took control in the overtime after star guard Johnny Juzang fouled out. Singleton's two free throws made it 79-70 with under a minute to go. The Bruins led by 3 until Alex Reese drained a buzzer-beating three-pointer at the end of regulation to give the Crimson Tide some new life. UCLA moves on to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008 as they'll take on Michigan next. Number 6 seed Southern Cal became the third Pac-12 team to reach the Elite Eight as the Trojans knocked off conference rival Oregon 82-68. Isaiah White scored 22 points as the Trojans shot 10 of 17 from three-point range to reach the regional finals for the first time since 2001. Next up for the Trojans, another West Coast matchup at Indianapolis. This time, they'll play first overall seed Gonzaga in the next round. Well, Indiana will hire former star player and longtime NBA coach Mike Woodson as its new head coach. A person with knowledge of that decision confirmed that hiring. Woodson spent 22 of the last 23 seasons coaching in the NBA, including stints as the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks. He has never coached at the college level, but he did play for Bobby Knight. Woodson finished his college career as Indiana's second 2,000-point scorer. Also, Florida big man Colin Castleton has entered his name in the NBA draft, hoping to get some feedback. The 6'11 forward said he won't hire an agent and he will retain his college eligibility. Boogie Ellis scored 23 points in Memphis, beat Mississippi State 77-64 to win the NIT championship. Landers Nolly II opened the second half with a jumper and a three-pointer that put Memphis ahead 20-8 to stay. The Tigers won 11 of their last 13 games, the only losses being one possession setback 6 days apart against NCAA Elite Eight team Houston. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter is embracing high expectations for her program in the future. The Hawkeyes were ousted from the NCAA tournament in the Sweet 16 after a 92-72 loss to top-ranked UConn on the weekend. The Hawkeyes finished their season at 20-10.
You know, we're a young team, and we'll be back here. That's what I told our team. Do not hang your heads. We are extremely young, and we will be back.
Luter was impressed with how much progress her team made while dealing with the limitations during the pandemic.
I am so proud of our young team for navigating all of that. It's amazing. And playing in Carver without fans, I mean, that's part of the joy of being a Hawkeye, is the Hawkeye Nation and having the amazing fans that we have. And we were, you know, we didn't get that this year. But I believe wholeheartedly that we have just touched the surface, and that this team can go farther in the NCAA tournament than we did this year. I believe that completely.
All five starters return next year, including national scoring leader Caitlin Clark.
Coach Booter's teams always have high expectations for themselves, and I wouldn't expect anything less. So we're going to work how we always do. Not going to put too much pressure on ourselves. And I think more than anything, we're excited to have fans back in Carver and get that excitement rolling again. And I think people are just going to be super excited about Iowa women's basketball.
In other women's college hoops news, number one seed South Carolina and Stanford moved into the regional finals in the NCAA women's basketball tournament. Zia Cook scored 17 points to lead South Carolina to a 76-65 win over fifth-seeded Georgia Tech. It's the third time in the past four women's NCAA tournaments that the Gamecocks have at least reached the regional finals. After going scoreless in the first half, South Carolina went on a 14-6 run to take a double-digit lead. Hannah Jump scored 17 points to lead top seed Stanford to an 89-62 romp over number 5 Missouri State, sending the Cardinal to the Elite Eight for the 21st time as they expanded a 23-point halftime lead to as much as 38 in the fourth quarter. Also yesterday, Charlie Collier scored 16 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as 6th-seeded Texas shut down number 2 Maryland's high-powered offense for a 64-61 victory. Dana Evans scored 29 points, and number 2-seed Louisville advanced to the Elite Eight with a 60-42 win over 6th-seeded Oregon. Well, big plays lifted the Northern Iowa football team to a 34-20 win at Western Illinois over the weekend. The biggest was on the final play of the first half when Omar Brown blocked a leatherneck field goal attempt and returned it 62 yards for a touchdown.
I wasn't supposed to go, actually, on that play. It was blocked middle, so I was supposed to just take care of my man. But, you know, for some reason, somebody told me block left, so I can't really explain. I just hit it and I ran. I just hit it and ran.
On the game's first play from scrimmage, Panther receiver Isaiah Weston took a pass 75 yards for a touchdown. The Panthers are now 3-3, snapping a 2-game losing streak. In golf, Billy Horschel didn't find much to admire about his golf, except that he was the last man standing in the Dell Technologies match play. Horschel won 6 out of his 7 matches over 122 holes in the longest week in golf. He had just enough left in the tank and strong winds to hold off Scottie Scheffler 2-1 in a sloppy championship match at Austin Country Club yesterday. And in racing, there wasn't any. NASCAR's hyped return to dirt was instead a muddy mess, and it has to hold on until today. Torrential rains flooded campgrounds and parking lots surrounding Bristol Motor Speedway and created a rut for NASCAR far deeper than anything the Cup Series drivers encountered on the track. After 2.5 inches of rain fell across Thunder Valley, NASCAR made an atypical decision to call an early washout. The first Cup Series race on dirt since 1970 was rescheduled for 3 o'clock Central Time this afternoon, and the trucks are set to run prior to that today. That's Jacob Sports here this morning.